Discussions at the three-day National Conference on Broadcasting Pluralism, Press Freedom and Democratic Governance in Ghana have called on players in the industry to adhere to the ethics of the profession and engage trained professionals to ensure that Ghanaians benefit from credible information. Others called for the reshaping and passing of the broadcasting and advertising bills to ensure transparency and people-centered broadcast environment. Speaker after speaker emphasized the need for self-censorship and constant training to enhance professionalism on the airwaves. The occasion marked the 20th anniversary of the first private radio station, Radio I, in Ghana. Radio Ghana gives you sound bites of the discussion.
Speaking on the topic training and business support for the media, the executive director of RaboDef Radio Academy, Tommy Annan-Forson, said today radio stations are looking for multitask journalists who can cover assignments, write good and clear scripts, edit with the computer, and air the script with less supervision. Mr. Annan-Forson said Ghana has come far since the establishment of private radio stations on the broadcast platform. To him, the exaggeration in news presentation on some of the radio stations puts the nation on a time bomb, saying there is the need for quality, factual delivery of news, commitment to the ethics, and display of passion to professionalism.
I remember the first time I heard of the fact that we're going to have private radio in Ghana. I was pretty excited because I thought as a broadcaster, I had so much to offer in terms of whatever I had, be it creativity, professionalism, and all that. It is said that if you are in broadcasting, you don't overrun, but you can underrun. We can confidently say that we have come very, very far. How far have we come in quality? How far have we come in quantity? How far have we come in the area of commitment, dedication, the will to learn the ethics of the profession and to display professionalism on the airwaves? Even those of us who became broadcasters by accident, and just to mention this, that I happen to be a trained mechanic, and so getting into broadcasting was purely by accident. We went through training, vigorous training, harsh training. And I remember you would sit in the classroom and all you had to do was pronounce words for hours on end. Unfortunately, the same cannot be said today. In all manner of profession, we would not have them if they were not trained. Absolutely, you need to go to school to learn the ethics of every single profession. GBC, for instance, you had to script every single thing, from your name right down to the last full stop. Sometimes it would take months before you are allowed even to go on the air.
A senior lecturer at the School of Communication Studies, Dr. Mrs. Margaret Amakuhini, charged media owners to show commitment in investing in the training and retraining of their staff to ensure quality reportage and presentation on the airwaves. Media owners must also recruit the right caliber of staff and not just relatives or anybody they can pay pittance. Dr. Mrs. Amakuhini said sometimes she gets confused about what some radio stations seek to do when it comes to the core mandate to educate, inform, and entertain the public. She said today some stations engage in comedy when discussing serious economic and social issues. She said comedians are important, but radio owners must distinguish between serious news presentation and comedy.
I think one of the most important, apart from knowing what to do on what medium that you work with, is training on ethics. And again, if you read newspapers, and particularly if you listen to radio, you know how much ethics have been sacrificed on the airwaves. Sometimes I get confused about what really radio stations are seeking to do. Just yesterday, I was listening to one radio station, and it seemed to me that they were trying to solve a family feud on air. And I just kept asking myself, when did that become the remit of a radio station? But I'm sure it's not the only one, and it's not the only time we are going to have that. Of course, if you have people who are not trained, they will not know what they are supposed to be doing. Yes, you are supposed to inform. You are supposed to educate. You are supposed to entertain. But how do you do that? You've had comedians. It's good to have comedians around because we need them. But a comedian should stick to his role as a comedian. Since when did they become serious discussants of serious issues in our economy? And I think we need to be clear about what we need. So people should be trained to know what is wrong and what is right, what is good and what is bad, what is acceptable, what is not acceptable. And then we come to training on the job. And as I said, that is a supplement or a complement to classroom formal training. It looks as if media have become an avenue for making money, and therefore it's about money first or other things second. So are you ready to recruit the right people? And when they acquire that knowledge, are you ready to give them the positions and the conditions of service and the remunerations that match the kind of education that they have acquired?
The Director General of GBC, Major Albert Donchebe, said broadcasting has passed through the three major phases over the last two decades. He said GBC is collaborating with other partners to establish MINUS, the African organization promoting the implementation of digital TV channels to ensure reliable content exchange programs and innovations. He asked other private commercial broadcasting stations to join GBC to make the program a success.
Today, we stand before another massive gate. Beyond this gate lies choice, diversity, quality, and quantity in all things broadcasting. This is the gate of digital migration and the switchover from analog to digital broadcasting. As chief servant of the public service broadcaster, I wish to state that broadcasting in Ghana has gone through three phases. Phase one came to an end in 1994 when little Tarzan defied mighty Goliath, called the government of Ghana, and with a small transmitter brought public service broadcasting monopolies like GBC crashing to the ground, resulting in the development of private commercial broadcasting. Tarzan effectively ushered us into the mixed economy of the analog era, when the public service broadcaster competed with private commercial broadcasters for the ears and eyes of the public. In spite of occasional complaints about noise pollution and unethical practices by some broadcasters, there is a general consensus that this era could be described as the golden age of Ghanaian broadcasting. This was also the era when some private media moguls emerged and some turned shoestring operations into multi-million CD media empires. Today, we stand on the threshold of the third phase, and that is the introduction of digital television and the phasing out of analog broadcasting.
The founder and president, African University College for Communications, Kojo Nyanka, who chaired the discussion, said he is at a loss as to what Ghanaians want on the airwaves. He said it is not enough for people to feel they stayed in Ahimfie or have good voices so they can present on air. According to him, before any entrepreneur opens a radio station, that person must know the business of radio before going into the venture. He called for specialization in radio stations to enable journalists master command and control of the subject and issues under discussion.
We looked generally at all the areas that you've talked about, but I was more interested in the area of training. And the question is, who needs to be trained? I started by saying that we need to train the owners themselves. The owners need to train themselves, and they should know what the industry is all about before they go into it. They cannot run an industry without knowing what the ropes are and what are the norms, what are the ethics. So owners should be familiar with the ethics of the profession we are dealing with. Now, the airwaves belong to the public, and therefore anybody who has the opportunity to own part of it, to broadcast, must understand clearly what it is all about. Thirdly, once you go on radio, you are in the realm of journalism, and you must therefore know what is involved in broadcasting to the people. You see, in a country where majority of the people are not highly educated, they believe in everything that comes out of radio. And that is why we say that it is professionals who must man radio, particularly. Now, radio is important. It's an important weapon. It can do and undo. It can make a society better. It can also make society worse.